Okay, today's Daf Ayin, and we actually are on Daf Ayin. We're on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. We're on the fifth line, Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Haiman demachile b'ul nechi de parsoi. If somebody was pierced with a Persian spear, which they applied poison to the end of the spear, Michaya lochaya. It's not going to survive that. There's no way you could survive that. But adahachi v'hachi, but in the, while you're dying, you want to prolong your life, nisbule bishara shemena, you should eat fatty meat, agumre, that's barbecued, v'cham rechaya, and raw wine, efsha dechaya porta, it'll give you a little bit longer life, and in that time, umafkir abesin, you can get your affairs in order. Amar of Idi bar Avin, Haiman debala zibura, if somebody swallows a hornet, mechaya lochaya, he's not going to survive that. But adahachi vahachi, while the hornet is poisoning you, nashke reviyasa dechala shamzug, you should drink a revius of some kind of vinegar. Efshar dechaye porta, it'll give you a little bit of a prolong, it'll delay the inevitable for a little while. Umafki lebeisen, you can get your affairs in order, get your house in order. At least you can, you know. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Achal basar shar belefesh. If somebody eats ox meat with turnips, v'lan belavana, and he sleeps out in the moonlight, belele yudalid otezvav b'tekufas tamuz, on the 14th or the 15th in tekufas tamuz, achazaso ochilu. He will be seized with achilu. What's achilu? I think it's some kind of a fright or some kind of a... Why might I ask it? Tana. And if you fill yourself with anything, achazaso achilu, you will be seized with achilu. Right? Some kind of fright?
Achilu.
Achilu, yeah. Amar, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't say anything. No, he doesn't say anything. Amar of Papa, afilu mitamre, even from dates. You know, in other words, even if you eat a lot of dates. So he says, pshita, that's pashat. I would think, hoel, since, or mar, since we know that tamre, that dates, mashbiyin, they satisfy you, umashachnon, and they warm your body, umashalashlon, they help you go to the bathroom, umashron, they give you koach, velomafankon, and they don't spoil, ema, I would say, lo, that dates are not on that list. True, you shouldn't overindulge, but maybe dates you can. Kamash melon, even dates. So, my ochilu, what's ochilu? Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said, Eish shel atamos. It means, Eish shel atamos. The fire of bones. My Eish shel atamos. What does that mean, a fire of bones? Amar Abaye said, Eish garmi, bone fire. What's bone fire? So you should know that this week's Parsha, this disease is in the Tochacha, in Parsha's Kisavo. Where? Don't remember where it is. It's in... I will tell you in 2 seconds. It's in Devarim Chav Ches Pasuk Chav Gimel. Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Chav Gimel. Yikaka Hashem b'shachafas b'kadachas b'delakas. And the Targum says b'isha degarma dedilka mochia, which means some kind of bone fire. My usisye, what's the cure? So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Amar li aim, my mother told me, kula shekainu, for every other cure you have to drink a liquid, for tlosa, for 3 days, for shiva, for 7 days, for treisa, for 12 days, but for hai, this one, ademasti kulu shekainu. Ademaste, until you completely healed. We haven't said what it is yet, but whatever it is, It's not just a 3-day remedy or a 7 or a 12. It's until you're healed. Shekinah aliba rekana. You drink it on an empty stomach. The high basar to achal. The high basar to achal v'shasi. After you eat, and then you have to eat and drink. Vayala beis akisei. You have to go to the beis akisei. V'nafik. Use the beis akisei. Umashi yadei. Wash your hands. Umaisi lebuna dishasisa. Take a handful of like some kind of kernels that are ground up. The tal fechi, what's the tal fechi?
fistful of lentil porridge.
A fistful of lentil porridge, yeah. Ubuna de chamratika, and a fistful of old wine. V'nigvalin hu bahadi hadadi, and mix it together. V'nechal, and eat it. V'nichrach b'sadina, and wrap yourself in a sheet. V'nigne, and go to sleep. V'leka denukme, and nobody should wake you. Ah, dekoy minafshe, till you wake up by yourself. No alarm clock. V'chi koi, and when you get up, lishkalei l'sadina, remove the mine, remove the sheet, v'ilo, and if not, hada iluve, it'll come back. Amale Eliyahu le Rav Nathan. Eliyahu said to Rav Nathan, who's Eliyahu? Eliyahu Anavi. Right? He said, Achal shlish, eat a third, v'shasa shlish, drink a third, v'hanach shlish, and leave over a third. In other words, eat a third if you're full, drink a third if you're full, but leave over a third. Why should you do that? So, likish et tekeos, because if you're going to become angry, then tamod al miluayich. Anger fills you up. It makes you full. So if you leave over space in your stomach so that if you ever get angry, you're going to have room to get angry. And it's not going to be harmful to you because you won't be so full. That's the memra. So the Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam in Hilchas Deis, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis says that you should leave over a quarter of your stomach. And here the Gemara says a third. So the Avodas HaMelech says that a quarter of being full is not the same thing as a third of a full stomach. Right? So it's not the same thing. That's one. The Aritz HaChaim says that different times in the Rambam had different rules. And fine. Now, the Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, many of it's based on this Gemara, if you follow my regimen, if you follow what I tell you to eat, you'll never get sick, says the Rambam. Amazing statement. The Rambam does say that in Perek Dalet Halacha Tezvav that the most reasons, not the most, it's wrong English, the overwhelming majority of why people get sick is because they overeat. In the 1100s, the Rambam said that. So, the Cheshev Sofer is an unbelievable fart. He says, how could the Gemara say that you should leave over food? But we know that in benching, the pasuk about benching, a parashat Eka says, V'yachalta v'savata. Be full. U'irachta s'shem l'kecha al oretz ha'shetova asher asan lach. So what do you mean you should leave over? The Torah says you can eat as much as you want. Be full. No, leave over in case you're going to get angry. Right? Leave over food and just leave over your room in your stomach in case you get angry. But the Torah says, V'chalta v'savata, eat and be full. Doesn't it leave over? And then you get a bench. Says the Cheshev Sofer, I'm not sure who that is, but he says an unbelievable word. He says, what does it say in that pasuk? V'chalta v'virachta et Hashem alokecha al ha'aretz hatova asher nasan lach. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, there's no anger. How could you be angry in Eretz Yisrael? How could you ever get upset in Eretz Yisrael? Chutz la'aretz, this is talking about chutz la'aretz. The chutz la'aretz is true. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, how could you get angry? How could you ever lose your temper in Eretz Yisrael? How could you lose your temper in Gan Eden? Is that possible? It's not possible. Amar Tani, Amar Rav Chia, says Rav Chia, Harotze, by the way, he does say that. I didn't make up that word. Harotze, Shalom, Yavode, Choli, Me'ayim, if somebody wants to make sure that he doesn't get a stomach ache. Yehei rogel betibul kayitz v'chorif b'seudosayich. You should be accustomed to dipping with your food in the winter and in the summer. Shahana ascha mimena. And if you're getting too much hana from a meal, moshech yadcha haimena. Don't overindulge. Big discussion, actually, halacha discussion, if that applies on Shabbos or not. If that rule about not overindulging applies on Shabbos, or maybe the onig Shabbos can overrule that. That's a discussion. And don't hold yourself back when you have to go to the bathroom. Right? So again, the escalator later on. What do you mean? Don't hold. It's a good idea not to get stomach ache. It's an isser. You're not allowed to hold yourself back if you have to go to the bathroom. It's an isser about the shaksu. So the answer is yes. We're not talking about isser. I mean this daf. This is only about health. In a chenami, it's an isser. It's besides the point. We're not discussing Yisrael, we're discussing health. Amar mar ukva, hayman deshasi tila dechivra. If somebody drank some kind of cheap white wine, achazaso vetik, he will be seized with vetik. What's vetik? It's some kind of weakness. Amar of chista, shisin mini chamer havi, there are 60 types of wine. Ma'alya, dekulu sumko rechasna. The best type is the sweet-smelling red wine. Gerei dekulu, the worst of them is tila dechivra, this cheap white wine. Amar Yehuda, hayman didyasev bitzachri, Betafrani Nisan. If somebody sits on the mornings of Nisan, Gabinuro, next to a fire, Vashayef Mishcha, and is anointing himself with oil, Vinafak, and he gets up, Yosef Shimsha, then he goes and gets a suntan, Achazaso Vetek. Again, he will be seized with Vetek, which is some kind of weakness. Tan Rabbanan, Heik is Dam. If somebody lets blood, or Vashimesh Mitasa, or has relations with his wife, he doesn't wait right away. He bloodlets and he goes home to his wife. Havilo banim viskin. You will have children that are weak. He kizu shnehem v'shimshu. Both of them bloodlet and they both went home, and they had relations and they had a child. That child havilo banim bali rasan. The child will have rasan. Rasan is a worse disease. Amar of papa lo mar el dolo tamidi. That's only true if they didn't eat anything. But aval tamidi les lamba. But if they ate something, it doesn't apply because you get your strength back when. So whenever you donate blood, they always have food over there because you should drink. You shouldn't let yourself become so unhealthy. Based on this gemara, right? No, you know what they should do? They should have like a. They should quote the gemara. So they'll leave out the part about the tashmish and amida. But they should quote the gemara. Amar Rava Rachana, ba min haderech. If somebody comes back from a trip. Again, he's usually tired out. V'shimesh mitaso, and he has relations right away, which he's probably tired. Havilo banim viskin. Again, you will have children that are viskin, children that are weak. Tana Rabbanan, haba mi beis hakise. If somebody comes out of the bathroom, al yishamesh mitaso, he should not have relations. Ad sheyish shir chatzi mil, until he waits a shir of a time it takes to walk a chatzi mil. Mipnei sheshed beis hakise malava imo, because there's a shade that escorts him with the beis hakise. So, and what happens? What happens if you wait? The shade goes away? I don't know. Like what's the problem? You shouldn't go right from the bathroom right to the bedroom. Why not? Because the shade comes with you. And then what happens if you wait a half hour? The im shamash, and if you did that, havele banim nichven. You're gonna have children that are always gonna fall down, like they have height anxiety. Epileptic, okay. Tana Rabbanan, another brisa. Hamashamish mitaso, muumad, if somebody has relations standing up, achazaso ivis, he'll be seized with ivis. What's is it? Ivis? Same type of idea. It's some type of fright or some type of
cramp.
What?
Severe cramp.
Severe cramp. Okay. Severe cramp. Miyushav, if he has relations sitting down. Achazasa deliria. He will have deliria. We're not going to ever say what this is. We're not going to ever translate what this word means. But also, he lamala v'hu lamata. If the wife is on top and you're on the bottom, then again, achazasa deliria. You'll be seized with deliria. My deliria, what is that? We're not going to answer this question. We're going to say, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, sam deliria is dardara. The antidote for deliria is dardara. What deliria is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what the antidote is. If you have it, the way to get rid of it is to have dardara. My dardara, what's dardara? So Amar Abaya, it comes to the word dardar, which means thorns, right? Parshas Bereishis. So Amar Abaya, morika dechuchi. It's saffron from the saffron that grows by the thorns, right? Because dardara means thorns, but it's saffron that grows by the thorns. Rav Papa. Actually, Machlok is here. What the thorns did? Rav Papa Alis Ubalale. Rav Papa used to chew it and swallow it. Rav Ashi, Rav Papi Alis Vishadule. And Rav Papi would chew it and spit it out. Amar Abaya, Mi She'eno Baki B'Derech Eretz. If somebody's not a Baki in Derech Eretz, what does that mean? He's not a Baki in Derech Eretz. The translation means if someone doesn't have the Koach to have Tasha Shemitah with his wife, he doesn't have the Koach. So, Lysi Gimel Kapizi, he should bring three measures. Kapizi is a measure. Rashi here says it holds three reviuses. It's three reviuses. Gimel Kapizi, so it's nine reviuses. Kur to me, dechuchi, saffron from the field that was fertilized by sheep, the nidkinhu, and he should grind it up, the nishaklinhu bechamra, and cook it with wine, vinishti, and drink it. Amar of Yochanan, hein hein hechziruni l'narusi. Yeah, I did that, and it gave me back my, it made me like a young guy. Next. Shlosha dvarim machishin kocho shel adam. Three things weaken the power of a person. The Elohein. The three things are pachad, fear, unnecessary fear, derech, travel, v'avon, and sin. Pachad, dechsiv, it says, libi sechachar azavani, kochi, right? I have fear and my heart got weak. Derech, dechsiv, on a derech, kochi, the travel made me weak. And avon, sin, dechsiv, b'shel, kishel, koshel, ba'oni, kochi. I'm weak from sin. So Machol can say, what do I mean, sin? Tosu says either the fear of sin or the onus of sin. It's either pre or post, right? It's either before he sinned or after he sinned.
Isn't there a memo about learning Torah also weakens you?
What? Yes, there is a memo like that, that learning Torah weakens you. Yes. What that means, that needs a hesber. We're going to get to that. It's a Baba Metzia. That's a Rish Lakish. Right? Rish Lakish, the minute he said that he was a gangster, he could jump over the river. But the minute he said that he's going to be Mekabel the Torah, right away, he can't get out of the river. So that needs a hesber. We have enough Gemara on this Daf that needs a hesber. We don't need to go to Zav Matzia right now for hesber. Enough on this Amid. Shlosha Devarim Matizin Gufo Shel Adam. Three things weaken the guf of a person. The Elohein, and the following they are. Och Ama Omot, if you eat standing up. Veshosa Ma'omot, if you drink standing up. Veshimesh Mitaso Ma'omot, or if you have relations standing up. So there's actually a big discussion over here. You know, I was always, as a little kid, my mother always told me, if you eat when you're standing up, you're going to get big toes. That's what my mother used to tell me when I was a little kid. It comes up as a halachic issue. You're not supposed to eat standing up. It's not a derech of kavod. What about drinking standing up? That doesn't really brought down anywhere. It only comes in really one place, by Havdalah. So the Arizal was makbid to drink the Havdalah sitting down, which I think most people do. The Shulchan Aruch says that by Kiddush, even if you stand for Kiddush, you should sit for the drinking, but it's not because of this reason. It's not because of this reason. It's because Alf Kviyas Asuda. So you should know that the Mishmer Shalom, which was written by the old Kodin of a Rebbe, says in there that you should drink the cup standing up. So I spoke to the present Kodin of a Rebbe when I was in his sukkah, and I told him, but the Mishnah Berurah says, beferish, that you should sit down. So he said to me, whoever it is, his Zayda, whatever it was, is allowed to argue on the Mishnah Berurah. And it's a derech of kavod to sit. Somehow, pisod or whatever. The whole reason why we stand for kiddush also is shver. It's a svardi. It's a svardish. Many times the Hasidim and the Svardim are aligned. Yeah, and even though misvara, that why should that be? But that's the way it is. So many people stand for kiddush. No, you know what happened? The edus you have to stand for. So once you're standing already, you have to be a real medaktik to that sit down. So there are people that do it. There are many people that do it. Many people don't. Once you're standing already, it's not that it's such a, it's so makbid on the halacha. It's more of a tumult to sit down in the middle of a kiddush. Right? But when it comes to the drinking, Mr. Bruce says black and white, you should just sit down and drink. So there are some people out there that don't. Okay. But it could be the same reason. That the kviyos is al derech hakavod. Okay, could be. But by the drinking, you find it even less. By the drinking, you find such a concept even less. Right. So many people are not nizer in this because you go to a kiddush or other times, people eat standing up. No question about it. But it does weaken you. So if you know, you could say that. We started off by saying it's usher to try these remedies, right? And what about this Gemara, when the Gemara gives you this health advice? So it's not. I don't know if it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's bechuyev. Yeah, the Arizal maybe, you know, deeper svar might say it's a good idea that the halachos, it's not halachos. Chamisha krovin lemisa yotzei min hachayim. Five things bring you closer to death than to life. The Eluhain, and the five things are achal, you ate, achav amad, shasav amad, you ate standing up, you drank standing up, hikiz dam amad, you had relations standing up, you bloodlet standing up, yashan, I'm sorry, take it back. These are five things that you do, and then right away you get up. So achal va'amad, right away you get up. Shasa, you drank, va'amad, right away you got up. Hikiz dam, you had bloodlet, va'amad, you got up. Yashan, va'amad, you slept, and right away you got up. Even though Yizgaber Kari, the Mishnah Brewer says, don't get up too fast because that is harmful. That's in Siman Aleph. Mishnah Brewer says that. The Shimesh Mitasa V'amad, or if you have relations, then right away you get up. Next one. Shisha Ha'osa Osan Miyad Meis. You do the following six things, it's a guarantee. It's a guarantee for death. What are they? Right. You shouldn't jump up. You shouldn't jump up. Mishnah Brewer says it. You should Yizgaber Kari. How you balance that? It's got to be career, not jumping up. You have to figure that out. But you shouldn't jump up. What are the six things? Elohein, hababa derech. If someone comes home from the road, v'nis gayeya, and he's tired. Hikizdam v'nichnas l'beis hamerchatz v'shasa. He drinks v'nishtaka. He gets drunk. V'yashan agari karka sleeps on the floor. Shamash v'tasa, or he has relations. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'husha atzan kisidron. You have to do the whole thing in order. Amar Abaya kisidron mace. If you do in order, you'll die. Shlo kisidron. If you do that out of order, chalosh, you'll get sick. Any is that true? V'ham meuras. But there's a person named meuras avil avada who did that to his servant. And tlas minaya. Only three of those things the servant did. And umitzin, he died. Nahu kachosh hava. That evan was already weak. So the evan was already weak. It's he didn't stand a chance. We're like four lines from the bottom. Shmona Ruban Kasha Umiatan Yafa. There are eight things. We're doing a little bit of it. That is good for you. Too much of it is bad for you. Why? Fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, Kishiyesh La'adam Ma'at Mehen. If you have a little bit of the following things, Yafa L'gufa L'Rafua. It's good for you for Rafua. V'tov Shilu K'sas. You should have a little bit. Shouldn't have too much, but rather a little better than nothing. Avaruban kasha kishigeshlehem harbe. You have too much. One of them is going to be osher. A little bit is good. A lot is no good. Why? Listen to this Rashi. Miuto yafe. A little bit is good. Viruba kasha. Too much is no good. Why? Shemevatlo mitalmud Torah. Umagbia levavo. Right. First of all, it takes it from Torah, and second of all, it makes you into a big shot. But a little bit of that is better than nothing, says Rashi. It's very interesting. What are they? The Elohein, the following things. Derech, travel. Derech Eretz, which is Tashmish. Osher, and wealth. Says the Ben Yoyada, Derech Eretz is a Dalid. Osher is an Ayin, and Tashmish is a Tuf. That's Das. There's a Pasuk there in Kehelet that a little bit of Das goes a long way. And the next ones are Malacha, work, Yayin, wine, Shina, sleep, Chamin, Hapeth, Ve, Hakazas, dung, and bloodletting. Take out the Yayin, you have the Rosh Tevis of Simcha. Without Yayin. Shin, Bem, Chav, Hey. What about Yayin? I don't know. Next, Shmona, the following eight things, Mimatid es Hazera, they reduce your ability to have children. Ve'elohein, here they are. Melach, salt. Varov, hunger. Vahanetek, which is some kind of tzaras. Bechia, crying. Excess crying. Shina, sleep. Agave karka, on the ground. Vigudgonios, some kind of cherries. Some kind of coriander, I'm sorry. Vikoshus, shalobizmana. Drinking beer at the wrong time. Vahakazas dam lamata kiflayim. And bloodletting below is twice as bad. Tana, we learned. Kishem shakasha lamata kiflayim. Just like bloodletting below is twice as bad. Kach lamata yafa kiflayim. So too, bloodletting on top is twice as good. Amar of Papa, and Rav Papa said, what does that mean? Lamata min abeitzim. Below your makoma erva, if you bloodlet from your legs, that's twice as bad. lamaila. But if it's above the legs, above the makama erva, that's lamaila min abeitim. That's twice as good. The kasha shelo bezmana. What does that mean? Beer that the hops are not at the right time. Tana kishem shekasha shelo bezmana. If it's bad, it's not at the right time. Kach yafa bezmana. So at its right time, it's good. Amar Rav Papa zmana tamuz. The zman for that is tamuz. Shelo bezmana teves. They're not the right zman. Is the winter. Yomei Nisan of Yomei Tishrei. What about the spring and the fall? Lo ma'ala v'lo kashu. Doesn't make a difference. Not bad, not good. It's parv. Okay. Okay. That's the end of this Gemara. Fascinating Gemara. A lot of it, we just read words. We really... It was not easy. It's in the Gemara. We have to figure out what Rav Ashi puts in the shas for. It didn't put it in for no reason. He put it in for a reason. Every word of Gemara is there for a reason. It's not halacha and it's not agarata, so we don't know what to do with it. We don't know what it is, but it's here for a reason, and it's Tam Torah, and we got schar for it, and it have nothing to do with yourself. You're sitting around. Think about why it was put into Shas. Spend your spare moments thinking about that. Now we are back to earth. So, the Mishnah said, Amar, kishvu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife, V'achazo kordaikis. And then you got seized with kordaikis. V'chazar v'amar al tichtavu. And then you said, don't write it. Ein devar v'achronim klum. It's nothing what you said. Why is it nothing? Because you don't have das to take it back. Why? Because you have kordaikis. Whatever that is, it's a shade, it's just an illness. Whatever it is, it's some kind of mental illness, obviously. And therefore you have no das. Okay? That's very key. Once you said it with das, you can't undo it. Amar of Shurim ben Lakish. Kosvin v'nostin get la'altar. We can still give the get. Even though you have kordaikis now, and you're screaming, don't give it. Says Rish Lakish, we're still going to give it. Why? Why not? You said you want to give it with das. Now you're suffering from this illness. So what? You have no das now to undo it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. This is how we hold. Ein kosvin. You cannot write that get. Ella lekisha yishtafe. Until he will recover. What Rabbi Yochanan is going to say in a second is, you don't have to rewrite it. But you can give it when he recovers. Now, what's going on? What's this machlokas about? My time of the Rish Lakish. Why does Rish Lakish hold you can give it? The Kani ain't the Barak Wanam Klum. The Mishnah said. The words are nothing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha ain't Dvar Bachronim Klum. Yes, the Mishnah did say ain't Dvar Bachronim Klum. That's the Lechi Mitzel, when he does recover, Lo Tzarech Lemihedr Mluche Bey. We won't have to write another one. You won't have to write another one. But Ula Olam ain't Kosvin Ella Lekishe Yishtafe. You don't give it until he recovers. Machlokes, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. B'mai Kamiflgi. What are they arguing about? So Rish Lakish, Medame Leili Yashan. Rish Lakish compares it to the Baal is sleeping. Let's say a Baal says to a Shliach, do me a favor, go give a get to my wife. And then the Baal goes to sleep, goes to take a nap. Now, would anyone argue that the Shliach can't give the get to the wife till the Baal wakes up? After all, a sleeping person can't give a get. So would anyone think that? Nobody would think that. Right? So Rish Lakish says, Kordaikis is no different. You're temporarily incapable of giving a get. So what? You're going to get out of it. So too, a guy's going to wake up. Why can't you give this get? No reason why not. Rabbi Yochanan Midami Lola Shota. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're like a Shota. Just like a Shota can't give a get, so too, this Shliach can't give the get.
Even though he was of sound mind when he said it?
We're going to get to that. Yes. Even though he was of sound mind when he said it, he has become a Shota. What does that do to the Shliach? That's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur. I have to go get the Rambam. One second. The Rambam says, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Tesvav, something you would not think he would say. So let's think it out. Why would you think that a Shliach
cannot give the get, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would you think that the shliach can't give the get if the baal has kordaikas, if the baal is a shoto? Why would you think he can't? Because the shliach is like the baal, and now the baal shota, the shliach has no power. That's not what the Rambam says. That's what the Tur says. The Rambam says, ready? Hakol ksheirin lichtov es haget. Anybody can write a get. Chutz mechamisha, except for five people. Goy eved, cheir shota v'katan. Okay? Vafilu ha'isha atzma kosevet es haget. Right? No, this is not the right Rambam. One second. I have the wrong Rambam. Sorry. I have to find where it is. But, okay, you know, let's do a few more lines. Base test. Yeah. Yeah. And then he says afterwards that if you're a goy or a machal Shabbos, you're like a goy. If you worship Avodah Zarah or you're Machal Shabbos, you have a goy. You can't write a get either. Like a din, like a goy. That's what he says after that. Okay, you know what? We'll hold off for a minute. I have to think where it is. What? You dalid? Okay. No. Not there either. Okay. One second. So again. What's the reason? So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rav Shlakish said, because he's like sleeping. Sleeping person, you can give a get if the guy's sleeping, if the baal's sleeping. But Rabbi Yochanan said that he can't give this get because he's like a shota, and we have to wait for him to wake up. We have to wait for him to get better. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, nami l'dami l'yashan. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan agree that no, it's like he's sleeping? He's sleeping, no? Why does Rabbi Yochanan make it so much worse? So the Gemara says, Yasha lo mechutzer maisa. A Yasha doesn't require any actions. What's going to happen? He's going to wake up. But this guy, hi, mechutzer maisa. He needs help. He needs medicine. Can't compare him to the guy who's sleeping. He's much worse. Now, Rish Lakish nami nidaima l'shota. Why doesn't Rish Lakish compare him to a shota? Says the Gemara, shota lo samia biyadan. A shota has no remedy at hand. How's the guy going to become not a shota? We have no idea. We have no idea what made him a shota. We have no idea what's going to make him not a shota. He's a shota. Hi, Sami Biyadon. Here, we got the remedy. What's the remedy? The Gemara said, Bisra Sumka, red meat, agumre on the barbecue, v'chamer marka, and diluted wine. That's going to snap him out of it. So how can I call this guy a shota? So it's a machlokas, mishlokas, and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I'll say it outside, I can't find it. The Rambam says that you're only, really, min haTorah, the person, the shliach, can deliver that get. And really he can. Why? Because it was given to him. It's a psul derabanan. It's a gzeira. If people see this guy giving the get to the guys, to the baal's wife, and the baal's, they're crazy now, he has kordaikis, people are going to think that shotas can divorce their wives. And they can't do that. So because of that gezeira, the Rambam says that such a person cannot give a get. The Tur says, what kind of reason is that? The Tur says, it's psul d'oraisa. Why? Like you said, the moment the baal doesn't have any das, the moment the baal becomes a shota, the shliach, which is an arm of the shota, becomes a shota himself, the halacha. What's this machlokas about? Right? What's this machlokas about? Two approaches. The get pashut says as follows. According to the Rambam, the tzivu doesn't change. The baal told the shliach, go deliver that get. The tzivu doesn't change. It was given with full das, good das. Any shota that takes place afterward can't undo that tzivu. It's very simple. And the Torah says, no, it does undo that tzivu. A shliach is an extension of the baal. The moment the baal becomes incapacitated, the shliach becomes also incapacitated. That's one approach. The stipler had a slightly different. The reason why a shota can't give a get, why can't a shota give a get? What's the problem with a shota? Is there any problem? No. The problem is das. Doesn't have any das. What if the shota would have das? Then can he divorce his wife? 100%. It's not a shota, it's a das problem. It's not like a goy. or a katan that has problems besides das is just das. So when the shliach appoints the agent to give the get, right? The baal appoints the shliach to give a get. It's like a shota with das. A shota with das is a good get, says the Rambam. It's like, it's a very unusual kind of case. You have a shota, but the shliach has das. Therefore, min haTorah it's good. Midarabanan, I don't want anyone to think otherwise. And the Torah says, no, the p'tur of a shota is because a shota is not a person who can be involved in any kinyanim at all. He can't be involved in kinyanim. Why? Because kinyanim only give it to b'nei das. So even if at one point there was das, meaning at the time it was given there was das, the das doesn't carry through. Now that there's a shota, we've undone the das, and therefore there's no kinyan, and therefore the shliach can't continue. That's a machlokas between the Torah and the Rambam. Now, Amar Shmuel, I'm sorry. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say what did he say? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say his shita here that we consider him a shota? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shachat Bo Shnayim. If somebody killed a person and he shechted rove of the two simonim, the windpipe and the esophagus. Shachat Bo Shnayim, or rove Shnayim, right? And the guy's dying. V'ramaz, and he hints. V'amar kisvu get l'ishti. He's dying, but he's hinting. I don't want my wife to fall to yibam. My brother's no good, right? So he's hinting. Right to get. Hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. You can do it. V'tanya. And we have another brayso that says, Re'uhu migivyid, if a guy is cut up, the guy did this to him. Oh, Talav al Hatzliva, or he's hanging on the cross, he's being crucified, he's dying. I'm sorry. V'ramaz v'amar kisvu get l'ishti. And he hints, somehow he hints it with his hand, right to get to my wife, Hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. You do it. The Gemara's question assumes, which is going to be the answer, that this physical state affected your mental capacity. This is what Gemara assumes. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that someone with cordiacus, you have to wait for him to wake up, you have to wait for him to snap out of it. Here you see, you don't wait, you give the guy the right again, even though the guy's hinting. So he goes, Hachi Hashta, how could you compare? Hasam Daita Tzilusehi. Here, he has full capacity, full mental capacity. He has physical problems, he's dying. But his mental state is fine. Hacha, but over here, Daita Shigishtahi. Here he's crazy, he has cordiacus. Can't allow this get to be delivered.
When he said it, he wasn't.
Well, okay, fine. But now he said that even now that it happened, we have to wait. As we get into the Rambam and the Torah issue. Why are we doing that? Why are we waiting? Right? The Beis Yosef asks, it's mashma from here that the Rambam is 100% wrong. Right? The reason of Rabbi Yochanan has nothing to do with gzeira. It's because it's mamish a problem. According to the Rambam, there's no problem. What's the problem? It's a gzeira. We don't want people to think. The Beis Yosef says the Rambam is 100% wrong. Right? How can Rambam say that? So the Gemara answers Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. If they figure out an answer for that, the Bach is very complicated. Rabbi Eger, Penei Yeshua, it's all here. So the Gemara says another kasha. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really say that? Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shachat Bo Shnayim or Rov Shnayim. If a guy murdered somebody and he tried to kill him and he severed either two of those pipes or rove of them, ubarach, and then the guy ran away, me'idin alav. We could testify about him that he's dead. Right? He's dead. If he's talking about the chayhu, and if he could tell me that he's really alive, he's so alive that he could tell people to write a get, am I me'idin alav? Why are we testifying that he's dead? So the Gemara says, exactly what you'd think. Amri, no. Chayhu, right now he's alive. So if he's motioning to write the get, he's alive. But so for who lamus, he's going to die. It's not going to take too much longer. It's not going to last for 10 years like that, in that kind of state, with severed esophagus. It's not going to happen. So when the wife comes a month later and says, can I remarry? We saw the husband in that state. He's dead by now. If he would have hinted to write a get, we would write it. Elamayata yehi golal yado. So fine, then why doesn't the guy who did that go to Golas? Let's say he did it by accident. So why doesn't he go to Golas as a show gig of a Alama Tanya? Why do we learn Shachat Bo Shnayim or Rov Shnayim? There is a Ein a Gola. There's no Golas for that. Why not? So the Gemara says, "Ha'itmar la amar v'hoshia chayshin on shema haruach bilbalto." Maybe the wind caused the death prematurely. Inami or hu kirves misaso. He did it himself. Maybe he brought the death earlier upon himself, and it's not the guy's fault. If that's true, ask some of the Achronim. The Rambam would say something about by b'mezid. What? No, if you take a gun and shoot somebody in the head, he dies instantly. Of course that's murder. If you did it by mistake, you're going to go to Golas. But here, you always have this kasha whenever you have a delayed death. Right? Whenever you have a delayed death, then you have a suffix. Did I cause that death? I partially caused it. I didn't fully cause it. It's another factor. Right? In American law, you can have more than one cause for any event. So too in halacha. I participated, but I didn't fully do it. It's called concurrent causes. My benahu, what's the difference? Ikar benahu, the difference is the shachte bebeise. Let's say he shachted the guy. He did it in the house, the shisha, and there's marble there on the floor, so there is no wind. But upirchis, but he was thrashing about. So by thrashing about, he could have made himself die sooner. Inami, or the other way around, the shachte bebara. It happened outside in the field, so there's wind, but below upirchis, there was no thrashing about. So you have to decide. It's one or the other. It could be there's none. It could be there's none. If it's inside with no thrashing or outside, it could be there's no other factor. It could be. It turns on the facts, which is why he gives two reasons. It could be that there's wind, and it could be the other factor. So depending on the two factors, you have to decide what's what. So that's why there's no gullus. All right, we'll stop here, and everyone have a good Shabbos, and we will pick up on tomorrow and Sunday. Everyone have a good Shabbos. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. But that's, so the Rishonim asked that question. Of course you are. So Gaulis might be different because Gaulis might be different.